The connotation of a turkey relates to the fact that there are certain projects that legislators sponsor that have not gone through the normal legislative process. Doesn't necessarily mean they're good or bad economically. It just means they didn't go through the normal channels and process and review of the legislature.
So they were added after all of those processes took place.
Right, or approved outside of those processes, and that makes them suspect.
So it's more of a problem of perception than hard economics. The presumption is, well, if this spending project didn't go through the proper channels, it's probably suspicious?
Well, it's definitely suspicious. Whether or not it is economically a good project or not is a separate set of issues. But it certainly makes it suspicious. And all of those processes are put in place to provide for a good economic and political review. And to our legislature's credit, they have a very good review process in Florida that's been established over a number of years, where every single bill is subject to, among other things, an economic and fiscal analysis by the staffs of the House and the Senate. And generally, they do a pretty good job.
With the line item veto, can the governor veto turkeys for any reason?
He can veto anything for any reason, not just turkeys. He can veto bills that go through the normal process that have legislators' projects in them. And it does provide a certain amount of economic and political discipline to the process.
From an economic perspective, then, in general, do you think the line item veto is a good idea for the state budget?
As an economic matter, yes, it's a very good idea. And I think it's a shame that our federal government doesn't have a line item veto, because it does allow the executive to exert a significant amount of economic and political discipline over the process.
Are there any Central Florida-specific projects?
Large amounts of money for the airport, large amounts of money for the University of Central Florida. There are significant amounts of projects that various legislators have sponsored that are important to them, that have economic merit but also have political consequences, and we have a big election coming.
Do you know if the Central Florida-specific projects went through the entire process, or are they considered turkeys?
Most of the projects went through the process, especially the big ones. There are a few that are labeled as turkeys because they didn't go through the process, but that's part of getting a budget passed at the last minute to put projects in that legislators want in order to gain their support for a bill or gain their support for a budget.
The watchdog groups that put out the turkey lists after the budget comes out and before the line item veto is exercised, they do generally say, look, it's not an issue whether or not these are politically or economically sound. We consider them turkeys because of when they were added, not because of their content. But sometimes that gets lost in coverage. What do you think of watchdog groups in general? Vital service for this or other?
I think they're useful, but I think they could be a lot more useful if they would evaluate the economic quality of the bills that they label turkeys that haven't gone through the process. Because simply because they haven't gone through the process doesn't necessarily mean they're not economically meritorious. There was a huge gantry crane that was approved at the last minute for the Port of Tampa that's viewed as a turkey because it didn't go through the process. Yet from an economic perspective, it's very economically beneficial to the port and to the region. So it's not a turkey from an economic perspective. It is only a turkey for it did not go through the process. So the watchdog groups would greatly enhance their ability to inform the public process if they added an economic review and didn't just sort of say, well, these didn't go through the process, therefore they're turkeys, because turkey is a pejorative term. It gives people the idea that they're bad, and they're not necessarily bad from an economic perspective.